This morning we preview the WCI Film Festival in Albany featuring Food on Film. Their food symposium and film symposium will be held November 7th on UAlbany's downtown campus. Guests include authors, artists, podcasters, business owners, professors. From November 8th through the 10th at the Linda, they will screen a diverse selection of international films, short lectures, open discussions, artistic creations, and other events, including Tony Shalhoub, the Emmy and Golden Globe Award winner in Star of Wings, Monk, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Big Night, who will be the keynote guest. And that's Friday night, I believe. Professor Ray Muehlstock is here. She is with the Writing and Creative Inquiry Program. If you wonder what WCI means in WCI Fest, it is Writing and Critical Inquiry. Mm-hmm. And it's a great pleasure. She is the festival organizer from the University at Albany and joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Awesome. It's very nice to have you. It's exciting that you're doing this. What number festival is this for you all?
This is our fourth.
Okay. So you've got a couple under your belt. And how did it come about, and what ultimately do you try to accomplish?
When I was a graduate student in Buffalo, I had the great pleasure of holding the James Agee Fellowship in Film for 2 years. I got to TA for a wonderful public humanities course that took place at an off-campus theater run by two SUNY distinguished professors, Bruce Jackson and Diane Christian. We had, I think, around 50 students registered from 5 different departments, and were joined often by up to 250 members of the Buffalo community. So I got to see for 2 years what the public humanities can do, how our students can learn from it, and how it can build community. So when I came here for the job in writing and critical inquiry at UAlbany, I really wanted to bring that with me.
So the idea of writing and critical inquiry, so what is the intersection between that and film, and how do you explore that intersection?
Well, we are the only academic unit that sees every single student on campus. We try to provide a foundation for students to develop their abilities to think critically about the world around them, about their subjects of study, their majors, their minors, any other class they encounter. We try to help them communicate effectively in written and oral discourse in a variety of situations. So there are 27 of us. We're a very unique department. We all have the ability to use our own interests. My training is in literature and film, so this is sort of how I approach teaching critical thinking, writing, composition, analytic thinking. My students make films, we watch films, we read novels, we talk a lot.
As you should, by the way. So Food on Film, how did you come to that theme?
This was actually kind of inspired by Tony Shalhoub himself. I've always been a really big fan of food, as many of us are, and of film. About 8 years ago, I had the opportunity to be in a room with him. We have one person in common in our lives, and he has put us in a room together twice. I mentioned to Tony when I had the chance to meet him how much I love Big Night. I was at the time a graduate student. I fantasized about teaching a food literature and culture film course. Food is really a gateway into so many different things: history, the self, identity, relationships, emotions. And when I told him this, he was really excited. Big Night apparently holds a very special place in his heart. So 8 years later, I ran into him again. He asked if I had ever had the opportunity to teach the class. I said, not yet, but now I'm in Albany. I run this film festival, and I'd love to build one around Big Night if you'd be willing to come. And as it turns out, he was willing to come.
That's really, really terrific. What is it about that film that's so special?
I am a big fan of the ending. I love the artistry throughout. I love the idea that wherever we go in the world, we bring more than our clothes. We bring more than our names and our memories. We also bring our food, our culture, our art forms. Primo, Tony Shalhoub's character, is such a wonderful artist, and his integrity is so beautiful and inspiring throughout the film. And we see at the end food repairing broken relationships, tense relationships. Wherever these brothers go in life, they will always share these meals, these moments, and this affection that's built and repaired around food.
How will the festival unfold? You're going to be doing it over several days. You're on campus. You're here at the Linda. So tell us how all that will be unfolding.
So we start with the Interdisciplinary Symposium, which has been moved to UAlbany's Uptown campus. We're in LC12 from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. It's going to be headlined by Albany's celebrity chef Rick Orlando.
Very cool.
Winner of Chopped and Chopped Champions. He beat Bobby Flay. New World Bistro is one of my favorite restaurants in town. And then Friday night, we have our keynote conversation with Tony Shalhoub, which will filter into a special screening of Big Night.
Great.
He will facilitate the open discussion after the film. Saturday and Sunday, we have multiple films, three a day, introductory lectures by professors, public scholars. Sometimes we have students introduce films. We have a charity benefit Saturday night. We have wonderful charities nominated and voted on by our students. This year, we have UAlbany's Purple Pantry and the South End Children's Cafe that will benefit.
Such great causes. Yeah. And really good way to do it. Go
Excellent.
On, I'm sorry.
Thank you. So each film, and then on Sunday, we have more films, more lectures, more open discussions, and community events. So each film is introduced by a scholar. We watch the film, and then we have an open discussion. Anyone can participate. Everyone is encouraged to participate. It's a very low-pressure way to learn from each other, teach each other what we know, and just expand our ideas about film, about food, and about community.
In the past three festivals, what have you learned about your audience and the kind of conversations that this group wants to have?
I think we've learned a lot about how students interact with the public. We've reached a point where most of, at least our students, are watching films alone, often on a screen smaller than their heads, unfortunately.
Right.
So this is a way to get them out in the city to remind them that communal viewing is also communal learning and community building. We watch things together, we laugh together, we cry together. It's kind of a beautiful moment. They're always surprised when the lights go up, also about how much Albany has to offer, the diversity, the excitement, the inclusivity. It's kind of a wonderful experience.
And it is, for the students, is it required? So you guaranteed students there?
It is required for my students. It is highly encouraged
for other
students.
Professor you.
Yes.
Good professor you. So, and I ask the question because I know as an adult, I always love the thing where the kids are there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that always adds a really cool element to an event.
Yeah.
Because we can think what we want to think, but it's fascinating to hear what they have to say.
It is. They pick up on things that it never would have occurred to me to talk about, and
yeah,
they're so willing to learn from each other and from the community. We also have a family feature this year. It's Ratatouille. Last year, we had Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind for our Classics of Science Fiction Festival. And after the film, we don't usually do a discussion for the family feature, but a four-year-old raised her hand. And she looks at me and she says, "Professor, why are people so mean?" So we decided it was time for a conversation. It was
yeah,
a beautiful thing, my students really responding to this little girl and her inquiry about the world.
Yeah. I don't know how you answer that question. Because they are. I don't know how you answer that.
We talked a little bit about fear.
Yeah.
People are mean because they're afraid. And
yeah,
how do we make people nicer is by making them feel safe and happy and more comfortable.
Absolutely. And it is. It's also fascinating to me that when you look at food and film, especially food, because that is where you get into big ideas and people have to think and they have to say, oh, well, I don't know how I feel about this, or this is a quandary. Food is a great equalizer, isn't it?
It is. Everyone eats.
Yep. And there's certainly politics to food, and there is a lot to delve into there, but you're not necessarily looking at all of that.
It's certainly going to be in the background. One of the things we've been talking about in my courses this semester is tomatoes as a new world fruit, not an old world fruit.
Yeah.
What does that mean when we eat pasta in Italy or in an Italian restaurant? We're participating in history.
I'm still not used to it being a fruit.
Yeah. Avocados, too.
Yeah. Seems like a vegetable.
Yeah.
It also seems very gelatinous and not quite done, but well, whatever.
Some people put strawberries in salad.
Yeah, exactly. You make a great point, right?
Thank you. This is why they gave me the doctorate.
But so I interrupted you, but you were saying that about tomatoes.
Yeah, so even if we're not aware that we're participating in history and culture and the transfer of culture and the transfer of history and art and politics while we're eating, we are. And if the food is good enough, you can maybe close your eyes and sort of get a reading on some of that. Feel the emotions that people bake into their foods. We see that in a lot of the films. Or taste that part of history when tomatoes traveled across the ocean and became part of Italian culture.
When you talk to actors, I mean, Tony Shalhoub is kind of is different because he's so thoughtful. I'm just curious as to the idea of what they have to say. You know, you're in a film, it's work, it's your gig,
mm-hmm,
and then a lot of us read into it and say, okay, there's much more here. We're going to, let's discuss this. And I'm curious as to what actors often make of that.
I've actually had the opportunity to speak with very few actors, but I do look forward to asking Tony Shalhoub about his inspirations, about research, right? I am an English right. professor, so research is one of the things we talk about. And how he prepares for those roles, what those roles mean to him. One of the reasons he's so good, over 40 nominations, 18, 19 wins, all kinds of different awards, is because he's so thoughtful and aware as an actor.
Yeah.
And I really look forward to hearing his reasons for taking these roles, the way he prepares for these roles, and why he's so appealing on screen, how he brings that knowledge and that thoughtfulness and that awareness to his roles.
Such a brilliant performer,
yeah.
and such a just a joy to watch. It is all happening as part of the WCI Film Festival in Albany, and it runs November 7th through the 10th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the first events are uptown?
Yes.
And then we move down here to the Linda.
Yep, so we will be uptown on Thursday and at the Linda for the rest of the weekend.
8th, 9th, and 10th. If you go to albany.edu, you can find out more. Do you have a more specific email address? Or that'll get them there,
yeah.
albany.edu.
Albany.edu, look for Writing and Critical Inquiry, or WCI, and you'll see the Film Festival and Lecture Series tab.
That's right. If you just go to our website, too, we have a link there, which is wamc.org/roundtable. The WCI Film Festival in Albany, featuring Food on Film, will be held the 7th through the 10th, albany.edu or wamc.org/roundtable. Professor Ray Muehlstock of the Writing and Critical Inquiry Program at UAlbany is the organizer of the festival. Thank you so much. What beautiful work you've put together, and we can't wait to see it all happen.
Thank you so much, and I hope you can join us for the films.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.